From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up in Afghanistan, the Taliban is getting stronger. A conversation with Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns about whether NATO is powerful enough to stop it. Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are encroaching into neighboring Pakistan. That country held crucial parliamentary elections today. Despite concerns about violence, there were no major attacks at any polling places. A lot of voters stayed away anyway. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Islamabad.
An election official, her head swathed in brightly colored veils, thumbs through a list trying to locate the name of a female voter. Like other polling stations, this one in a school in the city of Rawalpindi is segregated. There's a short line of women waiting out the door for their turn to vote in Pakistan's parliamentary elections. Election officials say women turned out in much fewer numbers than men. Standing outside the polling booth with her friends, Sajira Karim says she was frightened to cast her vote today. She knows several other women who wanted to come but were too afraid. But Karim and her friends say their desire to bring in a new government outweighed the risks.
Because we want change in Pakistan. For people, we change government.
I am not like government.
We want change.
For Karim and her friends, security is the number one issue in this election. Not surprising, given that Rawalpindi has been hit by a series of suicide bombs and other attacks, including the one that killed former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto in December. This garrison city, like the rest of Pakistan, was on high alert for the elections. Several soldiers and policemen stand around the polling station, but it would be difficult to stop any attack. The polling booth is on a busy street, and people mill about stands set up by each of the political parties. Nasami Abbasi sits at a rickety desk in a booth for the party favored to win, the Pakistan People's Party.
So this is the Pakistan...
Yes, Benazir Bhutto Party. Yes.
So this is the registration
for
the PPP?
Yes, PPP registration. We are working for PPP. Yes, there is good turnout for PPP only.
Directly across the narrow road are booths for an opposition party led by former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and another for the party of President Pervez Musharraf. Abbasi predicts the ruling government party will not do well in these elections.
Here is the other political
party. Another party, a Nawaz group, Nawaz Sharif group.
Right across the road?
Yeah, yes, they are also casting. But nothing is for government party. Government party is going flop position.
Local officials here say the turnout was also not good because many people believe that there is going to be massive vote rigging in favor of Musharraf's party. Recent independent polls found that only 10% of those surveyed wanted Musharraf's party to remain in power. If it looks as though his party is doing well, opposition leaders say they will call their people to the streets to protest. Before the vote, Musharraf warned that protests over election results will not be tolerated. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.
Joining us now for more on the Pakistani elections is Ahmed Rashid. He's a journalist based in Lahore. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, as Jackie just reported, turnout was low, and that is expected to benefit President Musharraf. And there was also the fear that voting was not going to be fair, that it would be rigged in favor of Musharraf. What did you see as you visited polling stations today?
Well, there's no doubt that the turnout in urban areas in the big cities has been very low. But in the rural areas, I think there's been a much bigger turnout. There has been considerable scattered violence. Now, as far as rigging is concerned, I think two or three things were very evident. The first was that the voters' lists are really a shambles. Hundreds of people in a given constituency were not able to vote because their names weren't on the list. And invariably, they belonged to the opposition parties rather than the ruling party. The second big thing was the transport that the ruling party was able to access. They had hired all the big buses and wagons and trucks to transport the voters to the polling station, whereas the opposition were left with rickshaws and private cars to do the same. So I'm sure, you know, as the results come out, we'll probably get more accusations of rigging.
Is that going to change anything, even if there are accusations of rigging? What could possibly happen?
Then I think you will see the opposition parties, the party of Benazir Bhutto, the party of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, coming out into the streets and protesting.
Although President Musharraf has vowed to ban any such demonstrations in the streets following this election, he's afraid, though, that the PPP and the other main opposition party, the party of Nawaz Sharif, even if they don't get enough votes apiece, could form an alliance, which would then be more powerful than he is and seek to overthrow him. How real is that possibility?
All the opposition parties have called for a government of national unity, in other words, a coalition government to include all the political parties. Now, if that happens, and if all the opposition parties get together, they could muster perhaps two-thirds of the vote in the parliament, which would allow them to impeach the president. And that is something that Musharraf clearly would like to avoid. And that is the reason why, if there is going to be rigging, and if there has been rigging today, it will be done so that the ruling party gets at least one-third of the seats in parliament, so that it becomes a player in any kind of coalition and can prevent any kind of impeachment of the president.
When will we know the results?
Certainly, I think by tomorrow morning we'll know quite a lot of the results. That's by the evening of your time. I think it'll take about another 24 hours.
Ahmed Rashid is a journalist based in Lahore, Pakistan. Ahmed, thank you.
Thank you.